Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First and Pod, hosted by Danny Parkin and Andrew Filippone.
Lamar Jackson, he will stay in the AFC North. He said something that is getting a lot of run because it's the NFL and because it's the offseason and because he was such a huge story with the contract. But it didn't strike me as terribly crazy. They have the new offensive coordinator, Todd Monken. He said, what's it gonna be like? He said, less running, more throwing. Yeah. Like, Greg Roman is gone. They paid Lamar. They gave him receivers. That's what this has to be. And I get that there's questions about whether or not he will be successful at it, but no one's surprised that this is what they're trying to do, right?
No, because they telegraphed it. You know, they let everybody know there's no deception here. It's not a clandestine or it's not a surreptitious kind of thing where they're just going to, in a backhanded way, make you think one thing is going to happen and then they're going to be, it's not a rope-a-dope situation here.
But it's also like what they should do. I don't know. I mean, they paid Lamar, so they're in on Lamar. His completion percentage has gone down. His efficiency has gone down, but he's also gotten hurt. But so when you pay the guy that's arguably the best athlete to ever play the position, and you know that the athleticism will decrease over the life of this contract, you have to do everything in your power to support him in the other way. Like, I don't know if it'll work, but this is the only move on the chessboard, man.
Because they can, because they committed to him long-term?
Yes. Yes. Because, like, exactly right. He's played 12 games each of the last 2 years. He's completing 62% of his passes. You need to figure out a way to unlock the crazy gifts that this guy has throwing the football, so it will age. Cam Newton stopped being great once he approached 30 because he didn't evolve to that other part of his game. Like, I thought there was a chance that Cam would add that to his game, and he never really did. That's going to be a thing for, you know, they're going to try to find out with Justin Fields early, much earlier than Lamar. But that's what they're trying to do with Lamar. Like, it feels to me like you pay him, they have to believe that he can do it. And so they're, you know, Odell Beckham, Zay Flowers, new offensive coordinator. That's, I don't really know what other option they had.
Well, when I hear you say that, I can't help but think about Russell Wilson last year in Denver and how the man has just pretty much decided or made up his mind last season that he was going to strictly pretty much play from the pocket and very rarely run. And that version of Russell Wilson was not very good. So,
but also incompetent coaching, also injury, also older, also, you know, more accomplished as a passer than Lamar. Like,
yeah,
you know,
that's why I'm not. So I'm going to be guilty of something here that athletes hate. I'm really going off of only one quote. I didn't listen or watch the rest of the press conference. So if I'm missing something else he said, I'm just going to have to own that and accept that here in this conversation. But I think it, when it hit, the first thing is less running and more throwing. If I'm a defensive coordinator in Cincinnati or Pittsburgh or Cleveland, I high five the person next to me. You just made my job a lot easier. Like, I would have, if I'm Lamar Jackson, I would have said the offense will be different this year, but I'm not changing who I am. He is the best running quarterback of all time. to me, it's like a pitcher who has a great fastball and his secondary stuff isn't that good. When I'm a hitter and you're telling me you're going to try to strike me out or get me out with your curveball instead of your fastball, that's a win for me. Like, has the league figured out Lamar Jackson as a runner? I don't know. I think he's just gotten injured a lot. Like, if he kept running.
Well, I mean, listen, you can get hurt from the pocket. You can get hurt running. But the more hits you take,
right,
the higher chance you have of getting injured.
He's taken way more hits. They've measured this. He's taken way more hits, and it's not even close to the number two quarterback since he became a full-time starter. So I've heard other ex-athletes say, well, he protects himself. He doesn't get hit clean. Hits are hits, okay? I mean, I'm sure they've got these detectors or, you know, there's some kind of device on these guys that measures the force of impact, but still, I mean.
But what would you, so, but like, you sign him to a contract and your plan is to just change nothing and just, okay, eventually he will suffer an injury that will rob him of his athleticism, or his age will rob him of his
athleticism. I mean, I think what
you have to prepare for.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is, it's fine and dandy that this is their game plan now in May, that they're going to be they want a balanced quarterback, or they want to flip it, not even balanced. He's going to throw a lot more than he runs. That's fine. But I would not anticipate a smooth transition to that kind of offense. And if they're losing games and they're, you know, September's over and they're 1-3, does Lamar Jackson and does John Harbaugh and Todd Monken decide we need to go get the Lamar Jackson that runs it between 10 and 15 times a game? I probably would, because you want to win now. You're not thinking about 3 years from now.
Well, it depends how good they are. It depends how bad he is in the passing offense is, or if they want to grow into it. Like, are they winning ugly and he's still developing, or are they losing in blowout fashion and they feel like there's nothing to grow on? Because also, Josh Allen, let's use him as an example. Obviously, he's a more accomplished passer than Lamar Jackson. But what have we seen when they get into the playoffs? He runs more. It's the changeup, to use your baseball analogy, that you have in your back pocket, but you use it for the toughest hitters in the biggest spots. Like, you don't rely on it. You don't use it week 4 against the Jaguars. You use it, you know, in week 15 against the Chiefs with the one seed on the line. Like, I think that it's possible that instead of 15 rushing attempts a game or 12 rushing attempts a game, it's 6 or 7. And it's still a very valuable thing, but it's just they're picking their spots more.
As a Steelers fan, I love hearing that.
I'm sure you do.
You're telling me I've only got to stop him running the ball 3 times a half? I mean, that's a win for every defense that plays against them this year. Like, you're saying that they had no choice because they need to protect their investment. That's why I had questions about giving him a long-term deal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.